It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed over 100 bills this week into law addressing taxation, health care, education, and voting. One tax bill signed Tuesday expands rebates and tax credits for working families by increasing benefits and broadening eligibility. A health care bill the governor signed prevents hospitals from suing patients living in poverty. The governor also signed education bills aiming to reduce paperwork from homeschool and community college students pursuing a four-year degree. This week, Texas health officials are sending out more than a million first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to counties across the state. KERA's Mallory Falk reports from El Paso.
El Paso health providers will receive nearly 38,000 first doses from Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. That's twice as many as the counties received in recent weeks. County Judge Ricardo Samaniego says the vaccines come at the right time for El Paso.
Right now, so the numbers are going down. We can shift our energy and focus more on the vaccine.
El Paso officials say that the number of COVID cases are down because residents continue to wear masks and social distance, despite the fact that the state has opened up. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
And in more news, the pandemic has had a variety of effects on the border. In depth, here's KRWG intern Sarah Rodriguez.
New Mexico State University's Center for Latin American and Border Studies held a virtual panel to discuss the effects of COVID-19 on the U.S.-Mexico border. One challenge involves trade. Travis Leyva is the director of the New Mexico Office of Border Health.
Things to note that, you know, has been very challenging over the last year is our two major port of entries. One in Santa Teresa, which is a very high commercial port of entry for Mexico and the U.S. And then also Columbus, which, too, we do get a lot of commercial passings through that port of entry.
Leyva says that New Mexico's current focus is accessibility to the vaccine.
We want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity. So some of the things that, you know, again, the interventions and what we're doing to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to get the vaccine, is we've set some community health workers, health promotion specialists, disease prevention specialists, nurse managers throughout our whole region who are helping everyone who may not be able to register or don't understand the registration process. And that's a huge feat for us because, as we know, along the border, we have very rural areas, frontier even, and we want to make sure that the opportunity, again, is for everyone throughout the state.
The New Mexico Department of Health relied on epidemiologist Melissa Limon in working with El Paso health officials in identifying binational cases.
Binational cases are people that exposed while in Mexico, especially New Mexico residents that have traveled throughout the pandemic to Mexico to visit family, to go to the doctor, to go even grocery shopping. As you know, living in the border, many people travel the border, cross the border every day, even to buy tortillas or to get medicine, to go to the pharmacy. Whatever the reason might be, we track those cases, especially if they contracted COVID-19.
The panel also included Dr. Georgina Delgado, director of IMSS Hospital in Ciudad Juarez. Dr. Delgado explained the different trends there. Ciudad Juarez currently has around 30,000 cases with about 2,800 deaths. Juarez also saw a large spike of COVID-19 cases during January and February, and cases are slowly starting to decline again. There is some good news. Delgado says vaccines are beginning to be distributed throughout Mexico. There has been over 5,700,000 vaccines distributed throughout Mexico, but only 734,000 of these distributions are the complete vaccine. With a low percent of the population being vaccinated, health officials are relying on COVID-19 safe practices such as the use of face masks, social distancing, and only going out for essential purposes to help slow the spread of COVID-19 in Mexico. San Diego and Baja California also see a lot of commercial traffic through their U.S.-Mexico ports of entry. University of California San Diego professor Dr. Linda Hill describes how San Diego County has handled COVID-19.
When we look at how did we do in terms of the, what are the COVID rates in San Diego and Baja? It's really difficult to compare because we were using different systems. So in San Diego, testing became more widely available as time went on, and both symptomatic and asymptomatic people had access to testing, and it then became required for work and school and procedures. What our colleagues told us in Baja was that they were approaching a COVID testing in a different way and using a sentinel methodology, sort of more of an epidemiologic approach.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to affect the U.S.-Mexico border, health officials remind the public to continue COVID-safe practices. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.